Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey guys, this is going to be kind of a long-term report this week. I'm going to be out of town next week, so I'm not going to be back until the Mahalo Monday update on the 13th. I've got to take a trip for my other job, and it's going to be out of the country. I'm not really sure what my internet situation is going to be, and it's going to kind of be in some weird locations doing some video production, so I'm probably not going to be able to do Surf Report or update or do the audio next week. But hey, today on Friday, it's mostly knee-high out there. I'm seeing a couple lucky thigh-high sets every once in a while from the east. Looks like northwest winds around 10 miles per hour, keeping conditions decently clean today, though. Just not a lot of surf. So we've got a little more of this longer period component that's going to be building through the weekend from the east northeast, and we also have winds turning more to the north. It's going to build a little bit of chop on top of it for Saturday. Looks like we might be waist high overall for Saturday. A little bigger down south because this longer period swell, it's focusing more on southern Florida and central Florida, not so much for the north. Now, the winds are going to ease on Sunday and clock around to the southeast by the evening. They're going to stay mostly on shore, but they're going to be pretty light. And that longer period east to east-northeast swell is going to build a little bit. So we're probably going to see, I'm going to say waist, like maybe thigh to waist. We might even see lucky bigger sets further south. Like I said, northern Florida might see a little smaller size this weekend, a little bigger down south. Now, looking ahead for northern and central Florida on Monday, winds are going to build to the mid-teens and turn offshore as another cold front starts to pass over. Now, it's probably going to quell surf as the day goes on for Monday. And it doesn't look like there's going to be too much for Tuesday as the winds shift north by the end of the day. Winds are going to drop off for Wednesday and stay mostly northwest for the rest of the week. Not too much for surf through the end of the week, though. Now, there is a chance we could see a little more size for kind of the southern areas there between St. Lucie County and Palm Beach County. So kind of keep an eye on the cams and keep an eye on the wave models next week because, like I said, it might get a little more size for the southern areas. Now we have another front that's going to be passing over next weekend, so looks like for the most part that's going to be offshore winds that are going to be pretty strong and not really too much for surf potential that I'm seeing right now. Like I said, I'll be out of town next week, so I'm not going to be able to do updates, so keep an eye on those cams and keep an eye on those wave models for the latest. And until I see you guys next week, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.